Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
On the air again, Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Good Day Health is an important production of the Steffen Megaloptical Production Company. And every week for a long time, Ken's been here to visit with me and, more importantly, with you, to update you on the research that he does for his own practice down at Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. He's a very well-known cardiologist, but you know what? He goes far. It's a broad practice because people trust him, and so they ask him all kinds of questions about what do I do for this and what do I do for that. But make no mistake, he's a preventative cardiologist, and all things start there. And so we start with our first question, Ken, on women and heart disease. Women and men are different. We've talked about this. Duh. That's a sort of silly statement to make as we get started here. Yes, that's true.
Well, I'm glad you know the difference.
Yes, I do know the difference. Thank you very much. All right. So what's the difference in the experiential, the way the heart works and or falls apart, and the symptomatic ways that women and men can figure out what it is that's going on?
Well, the American Heart Association, Doug, also knows the difference, and they published in their Bible journal called Circulation this week, and they discuss this, and there's a lot there, and let's go over it. And I think the reason why we're realizing there's a lot there is because the original early studies on all this didn't involve enough women. And when we study enough women, fortunately, we start seeing the differences. So women and men, Doug, often may experience very different symptoms for cardiovascular diseases, head to toe. Women are more likely than men to report symptoms beyond chest pain when they have a heart attack, depression and anxiety with heart failure, and shortness of breath, exercise intolerance, and physical frailty with heart valve disease. Women who experience a stroke are more likely than men to have other less familiar symptoms. These include headache, altered mental state, coma, or stupor, in addition to the common ones that we think of when we think of stroke. For peripheral artery disease, this is circulation involving the legs, and this causes reduced blood flow to the legs. Women, they're more likely than men to report pain in places other than the calf muscles, like the way guys get it, or even no symptoms at all for women when there's significant blockage in the circulation to the legs. And women and younger adults with heart arrhythmias, these are abnormalities of the electrical system of the heart. Women are more likely to experience palpitations. Men are more likely to experience no symptoms. Isn't it amazing how we in the different sexes...
So what causes that, though? Why would that be?
Look, it's in the genetics. Men and women have different DNA, and it's all in the genetics, and it is what it is.
Yeah. All right. So when this happens, when people come into your... You were talking about cramps and things. How important are those? You know, you and I talk about this with regard to me. I have cramps all the time. If I take a magnesium supplement, I don't have them. And potassium as well, but mostly magnesium. But if I don't, I get cramps in my legs, upper, lower legs. And I wonder, I know a lot of people who are my age that have that same problem. You and I certainly have talked about that in the past.
Well, let's talk about you a little bit. When you get these discomforts in the legs, they can be due to a lot of things. I was just talking about the plumbing to the legs. Mm-hmm. And when you get discomforts like what you describe, it can be due to severe narrowing, especially in a guy, in the arteries, the pipes that brings the blood from the hips down to the ankles, brings it south. You know, the veins bring it back up north. But the kind of symptoms that you're describing, we call this claudication, when it occurs because of severe blockage in the arteries and the legs. But that clearly is not the only reason why you get complaints like what you're talking about. You can have muscle issues in the legs. You can have bone issues in the legs, joint issues in the legs, nerve issues in the legs. Discomfort symptoms in the legs get complicated because there's so many different things that can cause them. You know, what did I mention? I mentioned the arteries, the nerves, the muscles, the bones, the joints, all of these different parts of the leg can be producing symptoms that overlap and sound similar. So it takes a good detective to figure it out.
Yeah. I just Googled magnesium in the heart and came up with an article that focuses on magnesium. Is referred to as a miracle. It's a mineral. I don't even know where it comes. It must come from the ground. It must get mined somewhere. Is that where does magnesium come from? The body doesn't produce it. The body needs it, though. So it gets must be in the soil because it gets into our food, right?
Well, yes, it's in the food. It's just like it's an electrolyte, just like sodium, potassium, chloride. It's part of the electrical activity of the body. The cells, especially in the heart, in the brain, in the muscles, use electrical activities to signal. And the different ions in the body, the sodium, the potassium, the chloride, the magnesium, they all work together to create these very mild but important electrical activities.
Got it. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health. This weekend, as usual, bringing you up to date on Ken's research, looking into what the news is from all of the major organs, the magazines, and the publications that come from these various groups that help doctors like Ken keep up with the latest so that you and your health will be protected. We continue a focus on monkeypox next here on Good Day Health. Right now, I want to talk to you about a technology that is being used now to destroy viruses, odors, mold, things that are common problems in your home. Maybe you've got a litter box, a cat, right? A lot of odor from that, trash cans, dirty diapers, cooking smells. If you're like me and you overcook everything, the fish stinks the morning after. That's where my new Thunderstorm air purifier comes in very handy. It's a new air purifier, no filters to replace. It removes all of the toughest odors, destroys deadly viruses, stops allergies before they start. And that's a problem we've all had this year because of the dryness and or the moisture. Depends on where you are. But they both love both dry conditions and moisture conditions bring out the worst in terms of allergies. So if you'd like to help yourself, help your family be healthier, don't breathe dirty air anymore. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPure, EdenPureDeals, one word, .com. And when you're checking out, save $200, $200 by using the discount code Doug3, D-O-U-G, the number 3, 3 Thunderstorm air purifiers for under $200 right now. Shipping is free. EdenPureDeals.com. Get the air that you need for you and your family. Use the discount code Doug3. You'll save $200. The home that you live in has stuff in it that you may not know. Mold. Mildew. Want to get rid of it? The Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier uses Oxy technology. Naturally sends out molecules into the air which will seek out those odors, get the pollutants that are in your home, and kill them dead. This doesn't mask anything, doesn't cover up the odors. It actually gets rid of the problem. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. This is for the whole house. Special offer right now using the Doug3 code. You get 3 units for under $200. Please go to EdenPureDeals.com. DougStephan.com and put in discount code Doug3. That's how you save the $200. Time for a visit from the star of the show. It's, remember, you probably don't remember this, Liz, but there was a TV show called Star of the Day. Star of the Day, who will it be? In this case, Serenade for Elizabeth Miller.
You have such a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you. Calitrin is the focus, not my singing. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin that is in the know and helps so many people who are trying to figure out what to do.
We do get a lot of the same questions over and over again. The number one question we get is, can I take this if I'm on this medication? The answer is always yes. It does not interfere or affect with any medication at all whatsoever. 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Calitrin info at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here. Up with Dr. Ken again here on Good Day Health. The monkeypox scare, which is, in my mind, what it is. There are a lot of cases, depending on where you are. And so now the latest is that some medical experts say they want to rename monkeypox, Ken, because the term evokes racist stereotypes. Does that mean that because monkey, you know, well, I don't even want to get into it, frankly. Here we go again. I don't know that I disagree, because kind of that's the first thing I thought of in this new way of thinking about words. I understand the stereotype. I understand why people are concerned. I guess what's more concerning than the name is what really the implications are here. What do we have to be concerned about, if anything?
Well, I think part of the name was that it was only seen in animals previously. But clearly, and we'll talk a little bit about it, it goes both ways, and it clearly doesn't occur only in animals. But the news really this week is that the cases of monkeypox have jumped more than 20% across the globe in just a week. There are now more than 35,000 cases that the World Health Organization is aware of. And most of these cases have occurred in Europe and America. There have been 12 deaths reported. There's about 5,200 cases in America. I don't think you have to be overly concerned about this unless you're in one of the high-risk groups. This is something that we all need to be aware of, because I think this is not going to go away.
All right. So it won't go away. The Centers for Disease Confusion, I don't know, are they in agreement with the World Health Organization, which is about as corrupt as any international organization there is, is who's on what page here?
I think the CDC, I don't know what you mean by who's on what page. I think they're both trying to alert everybody. And I think the CDC is trying to do a better job than they did with COVID-19. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to stay ahead of this, because I think they've realized that they have learned a lot and they fell far short with COVID-19. So I think they're trying to.
But the pendulum looks like it's going the other way. They've changed their guidance already a couple of times. The monkeypox not only affects humans, apparently, but as you said, it's animals. A dog has monkeypox. Now, well, there's a recorded, a dog has gotten it. How does the dog get
it? It's been discovered that people, Doug, can pass the monkeypox virus on to their pet dogs. Therefore, according to the CDC folks, who are infected with the virus, you should avoid close contact with your pets. A 4-year-old Italian greyhound in France developed lesions and tested positive for monkeypox 12 days after its owner first showed symptoms.
Yeah, I just think that this thing is overcooked, and I don't want to see us go down the same silly route that we went with COVID. At any rate, that's enough on monkeypox. In a moment, let's get to something else that is dangerous, and that's opioids. Continuing focus on the latest from that problem as we continue here on Good Day Health.
you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. Opioids. And who needs them and who doesn't? Now, this is something that I came across this week because I've had a toothache. And I was going to go get it taken care of. I think it's probably a root canal thing. It's probably going to mean the tooth has to come out. It comes and goes. But I can remember the last time I had a tooth taken out, Ken. The dentist thought I should have and what amounts to an opioid. What is the most common one? I forget what it's called because I have stayed away from it. But what's the most common one of these things that people get hooked on? Oxy, right?
Oxycontin, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So you've got some research here that suggests that it's not something you need for a dental procedure. So how deeply is that problem looked into here?
Well, this might be a changing way that dentists practice. This is a very important study. This came out of JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association Network, Open Medical Journal this week. What they report, Doug, is that a dental clinic that stopped prescribing all opioids reported this week in this medical journal that its patients managed pain well and that the decision most likely helped many patients steer clear of all opioid abuse. And again, I think this study could result in a major change in practice.
Really? Well, that's probably a good thing, isn't it, right?
Yes, absolutely.
It's about time. Maybe it's even a little slow. So I say about time kind of in a snarky way because these people are too slow to react to stuff like this. It's been pretty obvious for quite a long time how bad these are. Okay, next up, mothers, postpartum depression. Under what circumstances might a mother have more of a problem than under circumstances that she wouldn't? Is this physical, emotional, spiritual? What's the problem?
This comes out of a report this week in JAMA Psychiatry, Doug, that the risk of developing postpartum depression may be almost twice as high in mothers with a family history of any psychiatry disorder compared with mothers without this background. So if you have a psychiatric disorder, Mom, in your family, just realize that you're at higher risk for postpartum depression. Be aware of it. Get some counseling. Watch for it. This is a real issue. There are suicides after delivery. and we don't want to lose any mom, especially after they just delivered.
You know, let me go back to opioids for just a second. Sometimes as we're talking about this stuff, I look for more information to add to our conversation about whatever the issue is. And I noticed that here in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts, this weekend, they're going to post flags on our common to represent the people who have died of opioid poisoning last year here. So that's an interesting reality and recognition of how important or how destructive these things are. Don't you think? Purple flags, that's what they...
You're aware of fentanyl, right? I mean, fentanyl is a huge problem, which is one of the opioids, and you know, it's a huge cause of death in our young folks. It's just horrible.
Mm-hmm. What do you suppose gets people, the psychology? We could probably talk about this forever, but why would people want to do this to themselves knowingly? Because when you take drugs, you know what you're doing. You know you're taking drugs.
Well, I think it's a complicated question, but it takes so little fentanyl to kill that I think there's a good fraction of people who don't even realize they're taking fentanyl. It's being mixed in, contaminating other mm-hmm. things. You got to ask them, why are they taking the contaminated product?
All right. COVID. We haven't talked about COVID yet this week. We got to do some of that after our break at the bottom of the hour here on Good Day Health.
Everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. For years now, we've helped thousands of families live the dream of home ownership. And it's always great to hear from them.
How willing they were to work with me where everybody else just wanted to slam the door in my face. Second thing was just how quick and easy it was to go to Fellowship because they really put it together quick for me.
At Fellowship Home Loans, we don't have clients. We have friends and family.
I recommend many people. I have my cousin. I have a friend of work. I have a lot of people who really need someone, like Fellowship Home Loans.
We are here to help. No pressure guaranteed. 800-535-2779. 800-535-2779.
I appreciate how quick and easy it was to work with Fellowship Home Loans. What a pleasant experience it was. They really put it together quick for me.
Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Some leaders are not happy with President Joe Biden's student loan debt relief plan. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene told Newsmax that President Joe Biden's student loan debt relief program was completely unfair.
For our government just to say, you know, okay, well, your debt is completely forgiven. Obviously, they have an agenda for that. They need votes in November. So the timing is a pure coincidence there as well. But it's completely unfair, and taxpayers all over the country, taxpayers that never took out a student loan, taxpayers that pay their bills and you know, maybe even never went to college or just hardworking people, they shouldn't have to pay off the great big student loan debt for some college student that piled up massive debt going to some Ivy League school. That's not fair.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The main highway from Los Angeles to Phoenix was damaged by a flash flood that washed out part of the road through the Southern California desert in the latest bout of monsoonal thunderstorms that hit the region this summer. The newest round of flooding started Wednesday evening, damaging the road. Traffic in both directions was halted initially, but westbound lanes for motorists heading from Arizona to California reopened. All eastbound traffic was diverted until the California Department of Transportation managed to reopen one lane of the highway. The National Weather Service said more flooding was possible throughout a large region of Southern California's mountains and deserts. Flash flooding earlier this summer has already badly damaged roads in Death Valley National Park, the Mojave National Preserve, and on the southern side of Joshua Tree National Park. Joe Itada, the veteran television actor best known for playing the owner of the Peach Pit Diner on Beverly Hills 90210, has died, according to his daughter. On a GoFundMe page, Kelly Tada did not specify a cause of death. The actor was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease in 2018, according to the GoFundMe page. He was 85. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, happy to have him along from Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida. Those of you who have listened to this program for years, many of you have taken advantage of either going to see Ken or doing the telemedicine routine, which is still certainly available. If you call Ken's office at Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400, then you can take advantage of his knowledge, his manner, the help of the staff. He's got a great staff there at Lake Cardiology. So you want to, if there's something bothering you and you haven't gotten to the bottom of it yet, this is a good place to go next. It's 352-735-1400 for Ken Kronhaus at Lake Cardiology. Okay, so I promised more COVID. Here's the whole update on people infected with the Omicron part of this, and the fact that they may not know. How much of a problem is this? How many people do you think are wandering around, Ken, that are infected and spreading it, and they don't know they've got it?
I think there's a lot. In fact, in this report in the medical journal this week, JAMA Network Open, Doug, we learned that more than half of the people infected with COVID-19's Omicron variant are unaware they have the highly contagious virus, and this may be a key contributor to its rapid person-to-person transmission within communities. So unlike the original variant going back a couple of years and the other Delta going back to last summer, the Omicron variant that we've seen since January and really it peaked in with BA4 and BA5 in June, this in some people is a minimal illness. In some people, it's a tragic illness, but in some, it's a minimal, and they don't even know they're bringing it to grandma and grandpa, and they can cause death. So that's why it's very important to be very careful with yourself, especially when you're visiting people who are at high risk of getting severe disease.
But how do you do, if you don't know you have it, this sounds like a fool's errand.
No, you can, there's now, Doug, come on, there's now very available, very
expensive. Yeah, I get that. No, I'm not discounting that, but people don't do it. They don't get the test. Well, some people do, some people don't. Most people don't, because they don't want to know.
Well, I think there's a ton of self-testing going on, Doug.
Yeah.
In fact, I think that's the most way that people are diagnosing it right now is by home self-testing.
But you know as well as I do that there are people who don't want to know and they won't.
Oh, sure. I'm not saying everybody's self-testing. I'm saying there's a lot of self-testing going on. Yeah, there's a fraction of people who don't test, but you know, you're never going to get everybody to do everything they're supposed to do.
That's for sure. Right.
But clearly the most common way this is now. But the fact is the most common way that COVID is being diagnosed currently is by people at home doing their own self-test.
Right. Okay. So that's good to know. Next on the COVID bandwagon, Paxlovid, which is Pfizer's pill, has shown no benefit. This is very interesting for adults that are your age and my age and even younger. So what in the world? Was it tested against a placebo?
Well, yes. This is a wake-up call. This is a huge breaking story. Just broke in the New England Journal of Medicine as we're going on the air, actually, Doug. And the news is that Pfizer's COVID-19 pill, it appears to provide little or no benefit for younger adults while still reducing the risk of hospitalization and death for high-risk seniors. So in this new study, which involved thousands of patients, it is likely going to renew the questions about our use of Paxlovid, which has become the go-to treatment due to its at-home convenience. And what was so important in this study was that it seemed to only be really effective for people over the age of 65. This was a very well-done study, Israeli study, and the Israelis have been ahead of the world on coming up with what's going on with COVID-19. So this is really going to get people scratching their heads right now. One of the other important things about Paxlovid, you know, the company reports from anywhere between 2% in some studies to 10% of this rebound. But just think for a second about the prominent, high-profile people, which we all know have recently had COVID. So you have the president, you have his wife, you have Dr. Fauci, and the common thread is they all got Paxlovid. And guess what? They all got rebound. You know, about a week or two later, they got COVID again.
Yeah.
So you begin to wonder, is this rebound as rare as what's being reported?
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Dr. Fauci, what do you make of the fact that he's announced he's retiring? What impact will that have, if any, on all of the hoopla surrounding COVID or other things that he was supervising?
Doug, I just want to wish Dr. Fauci a happy retirement. That's as much as I want to comment on that.
Okay. All right. Far be it from me to try to put you in a corner. Next item with regard to COVID-19 is how you can benefit. I wonder if this, I've thought this before, and I don't know that you and I have talked about it, because I'm so busy and I move as much as I do. Whether it's recorded as exercise, movement, whatever, but I'm always on the go. Maybe that's why I haven't had COVID. What do you think?
Well, It may be an issue. It also may be how much contact you have with a lot of people indoors. But this is a very important study, and it really seems accurate based on what we think exercise does to our immune systems. Mm-hmm. This appeared in the British Journal of Sports Medicine this week, that regular exercise appears to significantly reduce your risk of getting COVID-19, Doug. And if you do get COVID-19, routine, moderate, or intense exercise dramatically lowers your risk for serious illness, hospitalization, and or death.
Pretty convincing. That's something to take in. Up next, they focus on alcohol, smoking, and obesity, and what they will lead you to if you keep up with any or all of those items. Speaking of obesity, we're back to having a problem. Well, I guess we didn't really ever go away from it. Some of you have made individual choices to make sure that you stay healthy long into your later years by losing weight, keeping your body mass index where it's supposed to be within reason. There are guidelines. The waist size should be this, and maybe there's a little leniency. And when it comes to your weight, there's a little leniency, but there's not a lot. And as Ken says, let's see if I can quote you correctly this time. I've never seen a 90-year-old man who is obese. Is that my close on the? Sometimes I misquote you.
Yes, I've never seen an obese 90-year-old man.
There you are. Okay. All right. So with that in mind, you want to live to be 90 or over, then perhaps you should go to toploss.com. That's the website for Calitrin, which is the, when I say the, it is it. It is the only way you can all naturally not only lose weight, but more importantly, keep it off. This is the way to help yourself in so many different ways. And because the ingredients are what they are, aloe vera, collagen and collagen proteins, these enzymes that are in Calitrin will certainly help to keep you off the negative side of the scale. But it's also very good for your joints, your skin, all that good stuff. So find all the product information you need at the website toploss.com. I encourage you, if you want to be successful losing weight and, more importantly, keeping it off for your health and longevity, go to toploss.com. Take advantage of Dog Days of Summer Sale. I think that they've changed it. It's back to school, but it's the main difference what it's called. The fact you can get 90 days free of the product. Buy 3 months, get 90 days free. That's the deal right now. Plus, free shipping when you use my name, Doug, as you check out at toploss.com. Toploss.com, code Doug for Calitrin.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
A mid-mod desk chair to rejuvenate my ho-hum workspace.
Staples has you covered.
A place to put my papers so I can be more productive.
A storage cabinet that I can roll out of the way on weekends.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now get 25% off storage and filing products, chair mats, decor, and lighting with the purchase of an office chair or desk. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store. N72, in-store only.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Angie
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Past the hour now. It's Good Day Health Time. Dr. Ken Cronos here from his clinic in Florida, Lake Cardiology down in Mondura. Great place to go. It's a great little town to go visit. You're hearing my voice a smile. I love walking around in town. I love going to lunch with Ken or Sandy, his assistant. It's just kind of a neat place to be and a great place to have some of your worst problems taken care of or at least addressed by Dr. Ken. So, invitation stands. Call the office 352-735-1400 for an evaluation that you will never forget. All right, let's talk about all of the bad things. All right, questions come about using medical marijuana versus recreational marijuana and how it affects you. Medical marijuana is supposed to be good for you if you're in pain. I know lots of people who are smoking lots of pot these days, and they say this is a lifesaver. So you're not so sure, Ken.
This comes out this week from the European Society of Cardiology, Doug, that people who use medical marijuana to treat chronic pain, as you're describing, they may have a heightened risk of a heart arrhythmia. This is an irregularity of the electrical system of the heart. Among 1.6 million people with chronic pain in this study, those prescribed medical marijuana, they were 64% more likely to suffer a heart rhythm disturbance in the next 6 months.
So what does that tell you?
What it tells me is that you have to be cautious when you're thinking about using medical marijuana, that it's not a panacea of safety for in everybody. And if you have heart issues, if you have a risk of this, you have to think about it and you have to be cautious and aware of it if you're going to even think of going down this lane. It's not totally without any risk.
Okay. Now, we use medical marijuana often to try to eliminate or deal with the pain that people get if they have cancer or some other disease, but mostly cancer. The pain is horrific. So now here's more news on cancer, and I wonder if you can explain how the research has been done to determine that alcohol and smoking and obesity really jack up your chances of getting cancer.
Well, this is just looking worldwide at people who have cancer. And this was published this week in Lancet, very prominent medical journal. And what these authors who studied thousands, tens, hundreds of thousands of people discovered is that alcohol, smoking, and a high body mass index, you know, the BMI, when yours is over 30, you're obese, are the preventable risk factors attributable to, are you ready, nearly half of all global cancer deaths.
So
this is a way to help yourself prevent death from cancer. Alcohol, smoking, and weight. Very important.
Doesn't it all make sense? The people you see who are dying of cancer because they smoked seem everywhere. The people who are overweight, the fat cells attract cancer cells. If you drink, that's a basic sugar, and that adds to your weight. So that's the connection there, and it seems nothing but common sense to me, but it doesn't keep people from wanting to drink, smoke, or eat bad stuff.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
My name is Jack Stockwell. Dr. Stockwell is an eminent Nooka chiropractor. And if you're new to the program, I did not say Nookie, I said Nooka, N-U-C-C-A, which specializes, that particular part of chiropractic specializes on your upper cervical region, which would be your shoulders and your neck. Can't tell you how many times over the course of our friendship, Jack has straightened me right out, and he doesn't understand to this day, looking at the x-rays of my neck, how I can even move my neck. But here I am, moving my neck. Thank you, Jack. It's very nice of you to have made my neck movable, if you will. All right, a couple of things here as we examine some things that are in the news this week. The woman who was told she was too young for a mammogram at 29, stage 4 breast cancer. I guess I would wonder from your point of view, because you're a Nooka chiropractor, GAPS practitioner, how would you treat somebody who came to you who had this problem? Because you're not in the mainstream, but yet sometimes things like this scream for mainstream treatment. Do they,
It does. You know, and I have, I take care of a lot of people, patients with cancer. I'm not treating your cancer because I don't treat cancer. But I offer nutritional support for people with cancer just as much as I offer nutritional support for people who have other problems. But the thing I do, I always do in conjunction with their oncologist, where I make sure they know that their oncologist knows what I'm suggesting that they do. And the problem, and then of course chemo is usually the first option, but the problem with chemo is that chemo drugs are incredibly fast-acting. They're extremely potent, and it's like dropping a nuclear bomb inside your body when you start using this stuff, killing the healthy and the cancerous cells alike, which is why more and more cancer treatment is moving away from chemo, because chemo just doesn't work that well on hard cancers. Breast cancer, lung cancer, colon, pancreatic, prostate, they might shrink the tumor a little bit, but it doesn't get rid of it. It works better on soft cancers like lymphomas and and leukemias, things like that. It seems to be more effective because that's where they first found chemotherapy almost 100 years ago after World War I, relative to the effects that it had on blood diseases. So that's why, you know, you and I, we have no history of cancer in our life, even though my mother had it one time. Your wife passed with it.
Yeah.
We have cancer multiple times, six, seven, eight times, the experts tell us, during a lifetime. And
there's loads of cancer cells in our bodies.
Because the immune system is constantly on top of it. And the thing that causes these cancers to occur is a sluggishness in the cancers of the body's ability, especially natural killer cell, the NKC, that's designed to kill these little bugs. And that's why more and more cancer treatment is moving towards immunotherapy, to try to get your immune system back online.
Get it up. Take those immunotherapy. There's something standard process, which is the line of products that you represent in your clinic in Salt Lake City, has a couple of things that are really good for that are supposed to kind of go
premier,
for it.
Premier there, Doug, is the enzymes that I created.
The long-life energy enzymes.
The long-life energy enzymes.
Yeah.
Because the enzyme treatment of cancer was discovered over 100 years ago in Scotland. And it's reemerged a few times in the history of cancer treatment, but always gets quashed by big pharma. They don't want to know that your own digestive enzymes also can digest cancer cells.
Did you see this story about, I want to just touch on one more thing, a cap that delivers these small electric currents to your brain? If you're over 65, it's been found to boost your memory. Now, I remember when these things first came out, people laughed at them. Those caps that you put on, you see them in the airline magazines and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But now a study at Boston University, local newspaper here today, carrying the story of the research, going after specific areas of your brain with frequencies that come from AC, alternating current, the stimulus into your brain, and it makes your brain work better.
Yeah. Well, we are vibrational creatures.
What does that mean?
What electrical current? Well, down on the quantum level, you get down below the atomic level, everything is vibrating.
Yeah.
And when you can tune in to the frequency of that vibration, you can affect the vibration. You know, it's just like the old, was it Miriam Makeba, the one that could hit that particular note and shatter a wine glass on the top of the
table? Yeah, right.
Remember that? And then they would have, Memorex would play the tape back and show you. That's a very true principle. You hit something at the right frequency, you cause vibration in that target. And it can be stimulating or destructive if you're trying to kill cells. So there's a lot of research in this right now.
59 past the hour.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.